Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
If I could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had $1 million,
now we'd take a limousine cause it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would, we'd just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right, all the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm. If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
What, not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your
be rich.
You come like a memory on the line. beginning meets the end. Your skin is paper thin. We dance once again. Just you, me, and the wind. Ashes to ashes, we all fell down to the ocean.
Thank you. Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
that I've been there too a few times. 'Cause you got that James.
Suspicious mind. So if an old friend I know stops by. ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezle Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. The Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're in a little they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford.